The public comment period closes tonight on a petition to remove some killer whales from the endangered species list. Some California farmers say the southern resident orcas are not eligible because they're no different than any other type of whale. Miyoko Shikasta says these same arguments were already discounted when the whales were first listed back in 2005.
The orcas need the safety net of the Endangered Species Act. There's nothing new that shows they're out of trouble and the threats to them are continuing, so they need continued protection.
There are less than 90 southern resident orcas left. One of the main threats is a lack of prey, since they mostly eat salmon, which are in short supply in Northern California rivers. Attorney Steve Mashuda with Earth Justice says the effort to delist the orca is a backhanded way of protesting salmon recovery efforts, and the orcas are caught in the middle.
These irrigators are, I think, motivated by a desire to be able to use more water without regard to salmon protection, which would hurt the salmon but also hurt southern resident killer whales.
So far, more than 76,000 people have submitted public comments supporting the continued protections for the orcas. If the Marine National Fisheries Service agrees with the farmers' petition and proposes delisting the orcas, another one-year process begins, including more public comments and hearings. This is Lori Abbott, California News Service.